Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Big news out of the White House today is President Joe Biden convened a bunch of experts in the area of food, fitness, fighting hunger, trying to attack the issue of hunger and the issue of obesity in our country. So taking on both of these issues. And part of this process is a group of businesses based right here in the Twin Cities. Anytime Fitness is headquartered here, and Chuck Runyon is the CEO. Chuck, great to have you with us here on Drive Time. Thanks for being on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.
Thanks, Jason. I appreciate it. Glad to be on.
Fitness is one of these things that during COVID, I think we saw, you know, for obvious reasons, people decided to stay out of gyms. But now that people are getting back to more regular life, I'm concerned that people are leaving their fitness, physical fitness behind. Are you? I'm sure you're concerned about this too.
We are. And look, if COVID taught us anything, it is the need to focus on our personal health. And we're so enthusiastic and in full support of the White House's approach on, you know, hunger and exercise and even mental health. I think we need to broaden the conversation. So we're looking forward to collaborating with numerous organizations in the White House. You know, let's bring these issues to the surface. Let's get people moving. Let's get them eating better. And let's take back control of our personal health. But you're right. I mean, it's an opportunity for all of us. And it's not so club specific. There are opportunities to move inside or outside gyms or studios, eat a better diet, and turn this nation's health into an asset.
Yeah, how do we, you know, I have a concern that our people who want to be fit are able to be more fit than ever before. There are more options. There are videos. There are clubs. There are, you name the kind of workout you want to do, you can find a place for that. So the people who maybe were previously inclined to be fit are able to get, you know, more and more fit. The people who we really need to help, I feel like we're not getting anywhere as a country. Am I wrong?
Well, it's an interesting juxtaposition we live in here, because if you said it so correctly, there's never been a better time to be in the best shape of your life. I mean, there are free videos on YouTube, for example. You can do this at home. You can do it at work. You can go outside, take a walk. Wearables are fantastic. I mean, like you said, there's never been a better time.
Yeah.
To
control yourself. Every watch, every app, everything. I mean, it's amazing the access, the information we have access to. But yet,
it is amazing, and it can be very personalized. However, the environment you and I live in, we all live in, has become increasingly unhealthier. We are surrounded by, you know, fast food, cheap, high-caloric food. We don't really know the foods we're feeding ourselves. And let's face it, technology is seducing us into being less active. We can accomplish more by watching screens or typing on the keyboard or you know, working out with our thumbs. And so at the end of the day, you know, we're kind of sitting too much and eating improperly. And
it is.
So you're right. We need.
Yeah, even little stuff, right? Like at work, how we're able to send a Slack message or an email instead of walking across a campus, and people working at home now too. All of that is a factor.
Well, yeah, the Zoom environment's not helping, because, you know, the studies show you're moving less at home than you are at work. Even the steps to parking, going to and from your building, going to and from lunch, even the daily activity is down for most people in a home environment. And so it's unfortunate, but you're right. We are becoming less active now on the other side of COVID, and we need to reverse that trend.
All right, so what do we do about it? That is part of what's being talked about, and you're part of a group of community gyms that trying to come up with ways to get people to do stuff, right?
Yeah, I think we're very excited about the White House and health experts around the world now coming together and creating some healthier policies and even some public service-like announcements that recognize the importance of exercise, the importance of nutrition, the importance of mental health, and linking those together. And so, look, there are a variety of ways. We've got to get physical education back in schools. We have to modernize the way it's taught. We might want to give employer incentives so they can get their employees to be healthy. And even things like personal tax credits or using health savings accounts for things like memberships or healthier food. So there are so many opportunities out there. We're glad this conversation's starting. We're playing the long game here on health, and we will collaborate with both government officials and health experts around the world.
Anytime Fitness co-founder Chuck Runyon with us here on CCO, the White House, with this conference on hunger, nutrition, and health. The Community Gyms Coalitions. Do you think, like, you know, some of this about access to gyms, you know, does giving a free pass, does giving free consultations or free sessions, does that get us anywhere?
It does. In fact, a cool fact, Jason, is that 70% of the United States lives within 10 miles of an Anytime Fitness. And we promised the White House we will open up our doors to any American who wants to come in and get a free health assessment. And this is 30 minutes where they don't need to buy a membership. They don't need to pay us anything. We will actually increase their body intelligence, increase their intelligence around food, and arm them with more information so they can live a healthier life. And if they want to get started, we'll definitely provide some incentives. But for the most part, we just want to educate people on their body and the food and the lifestyle that they're living. So, and we also provide our app for free. So us, along with our industry, is looking to help. We will open our digital doors and our bricks and mortar doors to people around the country.
Chuck, I'll tell you, our increased focus on body positivity, I think, is an overwhelmingly good thing. But it also does make conversations about, you know, hey, are you taking care of yourself physically? Challenging. It just is. I wonder what your thoughts are on that, how we navigate still honoring and teaching people to love themselves wherever they're at and encouraging people to make sure they're around for a long time to love their body.
Yeah, you know, we're really trying to change the discussion on linking physical activity to mood and mental health and resilience and energy levels and how it, like, improves your outlook. And so once people get that link, they become, right, regular avid fitness enthusiasts. That's why I do it. I decrease stress. And by the way, at a time when stress is very, very high. And so we're trying to help people understand that link. And look, as a byproduct, sure, we all want to look better.
Of course.
But at the end of the day, it's really about feeling better and being your best mentally and sleeping and recovery. All that, you know, holistic health is really our focus, not so much on biceps or six-pack abs, you know.
Interesting. Do you think, like, having the conversation in that way maybe will help us kind of unlock other communities and other people who just until this point have either chosen to not follow a fitness path or the reality, as you mentioned, the unhealthy food? We know that unhealthy food is cheaper. So that's a reality for people of certain income levels.
And we know there are some socioeconomic issues where maybe gyms are not as accessible or healthy food is not as accessible. So I think we can do something for those neighborhoods. Look, as I mentioned, I think there's an opportunity to get this back in schools and modernize the way we teach body intelligence to young people. But yes, we've got to get people moving. And as you stated earlier, that can be done as walking outside. You know, there's simple things you can do to start living a healthier lifestyle. You do not need to join a gym, even though I'm in the business.
Right. You wouldn't mind. You wouldn't mind if people are going to join, it'd be all right. Anytime is available for you. Yeah.
That is correct. But we're just excited to have discussions at a national level on, like, how to fix this personal health problem that we're in. Because, unfortunately, the stats are not going in the right direction. As you stated at this show, obesity continues to go up among teens and adults. Cardiovascular disease is our number one killer.
Right.
And so lifestyle is our, you know, our worst thing going right now, and it's driving up healthcare costs.
Yeah, we got to work on it, and it is the number one thing. You know, obviously, all the medical interventions are important as well, and that research is important. But the biggest thing we can do right now to change our life is by taking steps towards fitness and eating better and nutrition. It's the best medicine
you can have. 100% right. And as you see, there's a link between regular physical activity and better academic scores for students, less depression, better mental health scores. So at the end of the day, exercise is medicine. Fitness is essential. And we've got to drive that message home, and we have to make it affordable and accessible and provide the knowledge and motivation to help people do it. It's not easy to do on your own, and so that's what our industry is good at. We are so good at supporting people with empathy, motivating them, and meeting them where they're at, whether it's whatever goals they have. We will personalize an approach for them. Our entire industry would do that.
Co-founder of Anytime Fitness, Chuck Runyon. Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason.
All right. Big news from the White House today on that conference on hunger, nutrition, and health. 5:49. We'll be right back on Drive Time.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.